Welcome in, everybody. Chris Landry here with a look at this Philadelphia Eagle matchup as they host the Arizona Cardinals. The Eagles coming off of a Christmas Day win against the Giants. The Eagles are a 9.5-point favorite. The total is 47.5. The Cardinals are 3-12. They're 1-7 on the road. They are 7-7 and 1 against the spread. They're 3-4 and 1 on the road against the spread. They're 2-8 in their last 10. They're 4-5 and 1 against the spread in their last 10. The Eagles are 11-4, 6-1 at home. They're 6-6 and 3 against the spread. They're 2-3 and 2 at home against the spread. They're 6-4 in their last 10, and they're 3-5 and 2 against the spread in their last 10. The money line has the Eagles at -675 and the Cardinals at +490. It's one of the more one-sided matchups of Week 17. The Cardinals lost 27-16 to the Bears, dropped to 3-12. They're close to securing a top-three draft pick. They face an Eagles team that, as I mentioned, coming off the win against the Giants, and they didn't play their best ball, but as they can get a little bit healthy going in, I think certainly getting the win against the Giants and getting a win here gets them a little bit more on the straight and narrow before they head to the playoffs. The Eagles are coming off that last week, an upset loss in Seattle. And then they bounced back here the past couple of weeks. I think Philly could handle Arizona with relative ease. But, you know, as Philly plays with the run game, they don't necessarily blow a ton of people out unless an opponent will help them and make a lot of mistakes. And it's certainly possible here with Arizona. I do think with a 9.5, 10-point spread, and in some books it opened up at 11.5. I think I'd be cautious about going 10 or more. I think 9.5 is probably about right. I think that I would consider, pardon me, if I had to pick this game, I'd take the Eagles and lay 9.5. 10, I would probably take the points. I think that's probably the push line in my mind. You get into 11.5. I think that's where the points might be a better value. But the Eagles win here as they try to stay in contention for the number one seed. With the Niners losing on Christmas night, it's still a possibility, although still unlikely. But seeding, better positioning, and taking care of business is what I expect the Eagles to do in this one. Chris Landry here with a look at the NFC South matchup, the New Orleans Saints heading to Tampa to play the Buccaneers, where the Bucs opened up as a 3-point favorite. They're now a 2.5-point favorite. The total opened at 41. It's been bet up to 42. The Bucs are, on the computer model, laying 2.5, a 76% chance of winning this game on the computer model. The Saints are 7-8 and 3-5 on the road. They're 4-10-1 against the spread. They're 2-5-1 on the road against the spread. They're 4-6 in their last 10. They're 3-7 against the spread in their last 10. The Bucs, meanwhile, are 8-7. They're 4-3 at home. They are 10-5 against the spread. They're 3-4-0 at home against the spread. The Bucs are 5-5 in their last 10. They're 7-3 against the spread in their last 10. The money line has the Bucs at -162, the Saints at +136. The Saints tried to put up a fight late against the Rams on Thursday night, but they were manhandled. 30-22 loss. It really didn't look, in studying the tape, anywhere near 30-22 loss. It looked a lot more damaging. The Bucs have staked their claim to the division. And with the way Baker Mayfield's playing, I expect them to finish the deal here. They had a dominant performance over the Jags, which is interesting for a couple of reasons. One, how eye-opening it was for the Bucs to play a pretty good team very well and kind of making you wonder where the Jags are at this point as they head and march towards the playoffs and see if that may slip through their hands. Now, Trevor Lawrence is dealing with some injury issues, and that is a huge, huge part of it. Still playing, but not playing well. Tampa Bay has historically struggled against New Orleans, but did get a 26-9 win over the Saints earlier this season. the Bucs are just a better team right now. They're trending in the right direction lately. And the Saints appear to be faltering due to the bad quarterback play. Tampa's the pick here, clearly. I've said all along that there's not a really good, there's not a good team in the NFC South. There's not. But I'm going to retract or, you know, adjust my statement because I thought it was accurate when I said it. You know, I thought that they were four. They were an awful team in the Panthers, and the other three teams are just bad. I can't say that about the Bucs. They're not good. I don't expect them to even win a one playoff game. But they are the best team in the division. The Saints and the Falcons are pretenders, underachievers, not good in any way, shape, or form, not well coached. The Bucs are playing well. They're getting more out of their team, and it has much to do about the quarterback play. So take the Bucs here and lay the three at home. I think it's one of the safest bets all weekend. Chris Landry here with a look at this San Francisco 49er-Washington Commanders matchup. And boy, I would not want to be the Commanders this week. San Francisco getting blown out on Christmas night by Baltimore and has got to host an angry San Francisco team. Now, West Coast to East Coast, not easy. This might have been a typical hangover game that wouldn't have been a threat of the Niners losing this game, but maybe sleepwalking a little bit in this game and maybe not winning it, maybe not playing as well, not being as sharp. But the line is 13.5 to begin. The total is 48.5. Expect that to maybe adjust a little bit during the course of the week, so prepare accordingly for that. The Niners are now 11-4 after their loss on Monday night. They're 6-2 on the road. They're 8-7 against the spread. Let me say that again. As good a team as they are, 8-7 against the spread. They're 5-3 on the road against the spread. They're 6-4 in their last 10 of the Niners. They're 4-6 against the spread in their last 10. The Commanders, meanwhile, 4-11, 1-5 at home. They're 6-8-1 against the spread. They're 0-5-1 at home against the spread. They're 2-8 in their last 10, 4-5-1 against the spread in their last 10. Of course, they are been eliminated from the playoffs for some time. The money line has the Niners at minus 900, the Commanders at plus 600. And Kyle Shanahan's returning home to face the Washington, different organization than when he and his dad were working for the Redskins. 49ers. Still in a position. All the goals are there for them. Win out, including this game, and they get number one seed in the playoffs. So all the goals are there. And it was, if anything, an attention getter, humbling game against Baltimore. And I wouldn't expect to see anything but a improved performance and perhaps a dominating one against the Commanders. They face a Commander squad again that came back from a 20-0 road deficit to their credit on the Jets, only to lose on a last-second field goal. Sam Howell has proven to not be the answer, and one has to wonder if Jacoby Brissett is going to replace him in the starting lineup the rest of the way. Brissett has been better than Howell, but even if he gets a start, you're going to face a Niner defense that's going to take control of this game early. Nearly two touchdowns is a lot of points to lay, but the Commanders are fairly abysmal. I would, if I had to pick this, it's a lot of points, and I would not advise laying that many points in just about any game. But if I was going to lay it, I would lay that the Niners would cover 14 and probably win this game going away 17-20 points because of what happened on Christmas night.